with your hosts, Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly.
Welcome to the Movie Night Podcast, everybody. I am TK Kelly, and I'm here, as always, with my amazing co-host, Dwayne Perkins.
Yo.
Each and every week, we choose one movie to watch with a special guest, and then we talk about it into your ears, because, frankly, that's all we've got to do with our lives.
Yes, it was groundbreaking. And this week's guest, a very, very good friend of mine, and I've said that before, but I really mean it this time.
No, we
go back many, many years. My good friend Matt Eisman, you know him from American
Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior. I'm sorry,
Dwayne's like, you know him from this thing. I forgot.
We have so many credits, and he only went into one.
He's a great friend of mine. I don't care to keep up on his career.
No. I go to this man's house, and I remember, just as an aside, Matt has a wonderful house. He's a great guy. He's a tremendous host. He invites me to things. I really appreciate it, by the way. He has the biggest television I've ever seen in my life. What is that TV?
80 inches.
80-inch TV.
80, yeah.
And I remember coming to your house. I thought it was a potluck. I didn't want to be the guy to show up empty-handed. We're watching a game, the national title game. I bought taquitos. Okay.
Delicious.
From Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taquitos. And I get to Matt's house, and he's got... it's like catered by like a Mexican
taco guy.
A Mexican food
Did he
truck.
Spit in your face?
So he's got like an authentic guy whipping up like burritos for people. And I come in with like a
frozen taquitos.
You bought a $5 box of taquitos.
Trader Jose's taquitos.
Because listen, if that was my house and you had bought taquitos, that would be like the main attraction. Oh, man. Someone bought taquitos. This is crazy.
Your old roommate would just bring anything that would cause diabetes.
Right.
That's dangerous when you don't know what's on the menu, because you don't want to overshoot it.
Well, I got to say, I was just impressed that he even thought to bring anything.
Hey, that's great.
For a comic, let alone a guy, that's really impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually comic just shows up, can I get some stage time? Right.
And that's why you had it catered, probably. He had it catered because he knew it was going to be mainly comics. Anyway, the movie today is what, TK?
So this week we are doing the Martin Scorsese-directed 2013 film Wolf of Wall Street, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Margot Robbie, who I'm sure everyone enjoyed thoroughly.
Top-notch.
McConaughey, Kyle Chandler, it goes on. Great cast. Before we really get into that, let's just talk a little bit to Matt about what do you have going on these days, dude?
We just about start up our fifth season of American Ninja Warrior. So we'll begin taping out in Venice, and we're going to be touring all around. It's expanding. We're adding another city. And this year, we'd split. We originally started out on G4, and now we split between G4 and NBC, and now we're exclusively NBC, which is big.
That's tremendous.
So we'll be this summer, starting Memorial Day, 2 hours every Monday night.
Great. Now I can watch.
Yeah.
Well,
now you cannot watch for 2 hours on Monday nights.
Congrats. That's awesome.
No, it's cool.
That's
it's nice being on a network. Yeah.
So G4, did that go away? What happened
G4
with that?
G4 died. Okay. Well, no, it technically didn't. It was supposed to be, I don't know where it went. It was, G4 was supposed to become the Esquire network, but at the last minute, they torpedoed my old home network, the Style Network, which had been successful, but went away because it had a better channel position. So Esquire took over the Style Network, and G4 is now kind of in purgatory. I don't know. They weren't doing any programming for it, so I don't know what the status is, and I don't care because we're not on it anymore.
So you were with them from the beginning, too?
They did one season without me, and then I came on, and so this is my... fifth season.
And just for anybody listening who doesn't know, just quick explanation.
The world's most difficult obstacle course. It's like Wipeout, but hardcore. Serious athletes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to laugh at
everybody. You do, inevitably. But I tried. People always ask me if I tried it. I did. I pulled my hamstring. It's been a year. My hamstring is still hurting.
Wow.
Just permanently broken.
Hey, old man. Hey,
yeah,
old man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, old school.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used to have a joke a long time ago, and I've seen people do it since then, but... I heard me do it first.
Right. Just say it, Dwayne. I steal your jokes.
So I'm like, keep my enemies closer over here. So anyway, I have an uncle who recently passed away. Shout out to my uncle, Robert Perkins. But he was a karate martial arts guy.
Oh, wow.
He once, you know, jokingly told me Bruce Lee was his teacher. You know what I mean? And I was like, ninja, please. So I said that first. Anyway.
You heard it here. Yes. Dwayne Perkins, ninja, please. trademarked.
Yeah.
Right.
I tried to say that in the show, and for some reason they said I couldn't get away with it.
Oh, that's funny.
With Ninja Police?
I know, right?
That's crazy.
Not allowed to throw around N-bombs,
You have
Matt.
To be a ninja to say ninja.
Exactly.
So.
Right, right. They can say it to each other. Right, it's a term of endearment. You start tossing
if it
around.
Ends with the A, if you say ninja, then you're really in trouble.
I'm asking for trouble.
And speaking of cursing, Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow.
Holy
and,
hell.
And they say the N-word. Like, they say every other word, but they actually say the N-word.
That is funny.
On that airplane.
Yeah,
he said, you said the N-word.
You called the captain an N-word. You know what I was waiting
and
to
I'm
hear,
like, was
though?
He a black captain?
I was curious.
I know.
I was really hoping they would address it. It was like, he wasn't even black.
That would have been hilarious.
They
exactly.
just let it go.
They let it go.
Well, it's based in true life. Maybe he was black.
There's a great joke sitting right there.
Yeah,
they let it go.
Yeah. So yeah, let's launch into that. What did we think of the movie, guys?
I was stunned. I loved it, and I couldn't believe it was 3 hours. It felt like it flew by. But for me, I'm not a huge student of film, but I've never seen a Scorsese film that was this funny. This movie
there
had some laugh-out-loud, hilarious
yeah.
parts, like
yeah,
when they're
yeah.
on the Quaaludes and he discovers the new cerebral palsy phase.
Yeah,
I thought it was fantastic.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, you go.
I feel like there's always been a good amount of humor in Scorsese films, but I agree, this is much more than usual, I think. It was, I think in part because the characters were just so insanely over the top.
Yeah.
And I pray to God they weren't like these people in real life, because what an awful bunch of pieces of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? And that's what I would say to Leo's credit. It was something that I think Christian Bale did in American Psycho, is you take a totally unsympathetic character, but you make him. I was rooting for him at the end of it. You're hoping he takes the deal.
Yeah.
You're hoping it doesn't all go awry. I think that's a credit to Leo, what he did with that role.
Well, I mean, and he you know, he did the same thing in, what do you call it, the Jamie Foxx one where the guy's the slave.
Oh, well,
Django.
I don't know that
you were rooting for him in that one, Dwayne?
No, no.
Dwayne taking an odd stance.
No, I'm just saying he was likable, you know what I mean? I mean, as likable as you could get being that guy. You know what I mean?
As likable as you could get being the guy who makes two slaves fight to the death
in
your
living
room.
I'm a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan, as you can tell. But
apparently, you'll go with him anywhere. It's just like, fuck it, take me, Leo. I'll go with you.
Well, the thing is, I actually did not like the movie, but I enjoyed it better the second time.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it again so we could talk about it. And Jonah Hill is great. Leonardo is, like, everything is great about the movie except the length. And the fact that it's a real story, and this guy never got his comeuppance, and so the there's still that element of like glorifying this
he's
guy.
He's in the movie,
and then he's in the movie, which is a slap in the face.
Oh, you knew it was him too. Like. I remember as soon as I saw him, I was like, you could just tell
he
that
was
guy
so
wasn't
excited.
An actor.
He was so excited to bring himself.
For anyone listening, the real Jordan Belfort is the guy who introduces Leonardo DiCaprio at the end at the conference in New Zealand. So he's the guy who brings him up as, I've seen rock stars and badasses,
but
nobody's as badass as this guy. That's him talking about himself.
You get Leonardo DiCaprio to play you in your life story. That's going to go to your head.
He did all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he was already there.
Yeah.
Also, I felt like this movie, with the amount of monologues, and Leo knocked them all out of the park, but I felt like, you know, you take an acting class and you're going to do a scene from Glengarry Glen Ross, right? Like, that's going to happen. You're going to do a monologue. And I've seen that monologue like 20 times in acting class. And I felt like this movie was trying to have as many noteworthy monologues as that movie. You know, and I'm sure that all happened. He probably did give speeches and he addressed his troops. But
you felt manipulated.
A little bit. And then they're like, I understand it was a party atmosphere, but like, you're like, I'll give this girl $10,000 to cut her hair off. They're just boning all in the cubicles. Like, I mean, like, seriously? Like, was it that outrageous?
I imagine it had to have been, just because these types of characters, like first of all, the Wall Street personality, you're attracting this uber, like, alpha male lunatic. Like, and yeah, I mean, I imagine they had to be completely insane.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to try a button. We said we were going to try a sound.
Dwayne promised me he was going to drop in a sound effect, and I insisted he found a spot where it didn't work, and he did it. He did it.
Little children.
He found just kids. Yeah. Perfectly dropped in, Dwayne.
Well,
really?
I graduated college in 93, and I had a lot of buddies who ended up on Wall Street. And I was in New York at the time, and a lot of them, it was that 120-hour work weeks, lots of blow, and lots. I mean, it was a boys' club back then. And this was after the crash, after a lot of that Wolf of Wall Street stuff happened.
Right.
But it it was an insane time.
Yeah.
So I think some of it was probably exaggerated, but
sure,
a lot of it was fairly plausible.
Yeah, I would think most of it. Well,
and it made me wish I had gone into finance.
Right, like, right.
It's a hell of a lot more fun. We think comedy was great,
well,
man.
Well, you know, the first time I saw it, I was with a lady friend, not, you know, just a friend, whatever. Yeah, you know, that's not fun.
She's
anyway,
not listening.
So, a lot of people listen. It's just, you know, I gotta, everything's got to be, you know. So anyway, I think I was self-conscious because I saw it with a girl, and at home watching it, I find myself pausing and I'm like, oh, that's a nice little rack
right,
there.
Right.
This is
well,
a good situation. Let me rewind, you know.
See, that's where you should have hit the kids cheering. Right.
Right. That's a nice rack. Right. Okay. So
we're new with the sound effects, listeners.
Because if you hit it twice, it stops, and I'll get it. But the thing is, here's the thing. I think it was just too long. And someone said to me, I don't know if they heard this or they read it. You know, I like to get all my information second or third hand.
yeah, we don't.
But
do
they
our
said
research.
That Scorsese made it long so you could sort of like really not like the Jordan Belfort character, whatever, whatever. Here's the thing. I'm watching it, especially when I saw it in the movies. I got tired of boobs. That's not supposed to happen.
Say it ain't so, Dwayne.
You know what I mean?
Speak for yourself, Perkins.
I was like, okay, we get it. These guys had a lot of, like,
there was,
you know,
I will agree with you there. There was a fair amount of, and I love this movie, but I think there was a lot of repetition that was odd to me, where several scenes, it felt like this scene has already happened
like,
a couple of times.
Yeah.
The speeches, case in point. A lot of the, you know, anytime with the hookers. It was very repetitive, but I guess.
To me, though, what it started doing was really dragging you into his spiral.
Yeah, and
like,
I think that was kind of the point.
The way he gets caught up in it.
The spiral of addiction.
Yeah.
But he doesn't learn anything, and I guess he tries to clean himself up. And
he doesn't learn. I think we're supposed to take away the cautionary tale that you're going to be consumed by
your
own
appetites.
Yeah, and
I do feel like that's why certain things were repeated over and over ad nauseum, because you were supposed to like them less and less each time. As you know, at first, when you see him speaking, he's this super engaging guy, and you're loving the fact that he can rally his troops the way he does. But by the end, you're like, ah, oh, you know, shut
the
fuck up.
But the thing is, like, soon as you
don't like him.
As soon as he leaves his wife, who, I don't know if it's true to the story, who, one, encouraged him to not work at McDonald's, found the second job for him, introduced him to penny stocks, in essence, and also told him, why don't you sell these penny stocks to rich people instead of poor people? So, like, she was sort of the jump off for really his ascension, right?
Yeah.
And so when he leaves her, okay, he's unlikable. Like, we get it. Like, and then show him do blow with some hookers one more time, two more times. Okay, boom, 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 boom. We get it. But, like, just, it's just hooker and hooker and then blow.
I think,
and
that's
blow
what I heard from a lot of people.
Quaaludes. And it, and let me cut you off. But who's getting sober and just keeps an emergency stash of coke in the pillowcase, like in a sofa.
You always
thing.
Be prepared, Dwayne. Boy Scouts of America taught you nothing.
A lot of people said that they felt he was too sympathetic a character.
Yeah.
And that they made him likable. I on the other hand, thought, like, this is kind of a guy who, it's the Greek tragedy where he ends up his own hubris.
I think people who criticize this movie for the sense of glorifying any of this completely miss the point. To me, this parallels Goodfellas. It's just finance.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, it's this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kid goes into this world he doesn't really know that much about, but he's always wanted to be a part of.
Right.
He gets sucked in. He becomes a piece of shit. And he goes to jail. He rats out all his friends. It's, to me, neither one of them glorifies what these characters are doing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's entertaining.
But
I think, and that's the actor's fault. It's great. It's just good.
Well, I think his hand, and I don't know the guy at all, but I think his fingerprint is in the movie, you know, because it's based on a book he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Goodfellas, his consequences, he, you know, he rats his people out, but, like, you could see that's a big deal. And this movie's like, I ratted everyone out. I had to go to jail. Oh, but I forgot it was like a country club because I got a lot of money and everything's for sale. And I'm playing tennis in jail. And then I get out and then I'm doing motivational speaking. And maybe that's really what it is. So if that's what it is, then that's what
it is.
But
it
just seems
fine.
Like there's no consequences.
Oh, no.
And
but there really weren't. I mean, there were in a sense. He lost.
Yeah, white-collar crimes are the way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, that's fine. But I think the maker of the movie has to shed a light on that and just sort of like, it's like, that's not something you can gloss over. Like, shed a light on it. Like, have an opinion about it. Like, that we can kind of decipher that, oh, in America you get it. Maybe they did that. Maybe I'm just not catching it. But it just seems like,
I feel like
they could be more critical of the system if he can do that and then get away.
Yeah, I mean, you know I mean? Think both in this and Goodfellas, they both do sort of get off easy. But you can also see, I think, parallels in the end of both where the character, the light kind of goes out in the character. Like, he's not, he's a shell of what he was. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Henry Hill and Goodfellas. You know, yeah, he's safe. He goes into the witness protection, right, but he's just like this. You know, there's nothing behind his eyes.
And he loses and
I
that
feel
hot
like,
wife.
I feel like, that's a tough loss. I mean, 20 million.
We saw Jordan Belfort. I would love to see the real Duchess and see if she's anywhere near Margot
I'm
Robbie.
I'm sure she's very Googleable, yeah. I would think.
Well, we should try to do that. Then.
Yeah, pull her up, Dwayne. Let's check it out. While you look it up, let's.
This is good for a podcast.
Launch into these. Yeah, let's pull up visuals. you kids have Google at home, right? Play along. So let's launch into these games. Each week we do a couple of games. Some are planned in advance, some are impromptu. Let's go into the first one. That is to describe this movie in less than 5 words. For me, it's the best ad campaign for Quaaludes.
That had to be more than 5 words.
No, best ad campaign okay. for Quaaludes. This movie, if Quaaludes still were around, and I guarantee you there are so many rich assholes who took this movie wrong who immediately tried to like go
we
find
get our hands on Quaaludes.
Yeah, we got to I'll pay anything.
Yeah.
It was just a ringing endorsement. I'm sorry I missed them.
Are they done, the Quaaludes?
I mean, they don't. They have not been produced for a long time. I'm
those
sure
lemons,
people
the lemons,
have them.
Those turbo ones look great, too.
And I'm saying some chemist, you know.
Right. There's probably some high school science
Breaking
teacher
Bad situation.
After this movie, he's going to do it.
Right.
Dwayne, how about you, man?
I went the same, similar route. I said Glengarry on Quaaludes, Hookers, and Blow.
Quaaludes,
it's
hookers,
like selling,
and blow.
But on those things.
Yeah.
Well, it's you got to jump it up a notch. If you can't make Glengarry Glen Ross again, so you have to just throw a bunch of substances and boobs at it.
Yeah,
Great, completely.
And I'm seeing this his wife. She was not too bad.
Do we have a picture of her in the 80s? Or is this a new one?
This is, you know what? That's a good point. This is her now.
Or not
this isn't
80s.
Like the
I
Kim
the
Novak
90s.
In the Oscars.
Yeah. And she's pretty hot now. We'll I'll find an older picture. We'll work on that. And what's your?
I just did literally. I said tits, coke, greed, and teeth. That was really summed
teeth,
up for me.
Teeth. Jonah Hill's
oh
teeth.
Oh my God, those
amazing.
Were a star.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was his character choice or something, but I loved it.
Absolutely hilarious. He was always kind of the way he spoke. Almost hinged on them. Like he had to speak over his own teeth.
Absolutely.
And it was so goddamn funny.
Oh, the whole thing with him maybe being gay was really hilarious.
Oh, I love it. Everything with him was very suspect. You never learned a lot. You never really knew
with
was
his
wife his cousin. Because he said, oh, I'm fucking with you. But it was like, all right, well, was he fucking with him about the possibility of having a retarded child?
Right.
Or...
He was glossing over the cousin thing. He was married to his first cousin.
It was really funny that you never really got a good look at him as a person. Like, what is this guy into? What is he doing when no one's around?
But I also love that the badass in this movie, what's his name, Adam, the friend Adam?
Brad?
Is Jewish. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that he's...
You're talking about the Quaalude dealer.
Yeah, like he's Jewish.
John Bernthal.
But he acts Italian, and that's a very New York thing. Like
that's
a real thing.
That was very Queens, very Queens.
Right.
I thought Jonah, it's amazing. This guy who you think about back to Superbad, and now he's twice Oscar nominated.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
I mean, he was, to his credit, I didn't necessarily agree with the Moneyball nomination. He was great, but I didn't think it was anything out of this world. He was great in this movie. He was so damn funny. And so believable is the guy who's going to implode and fuck everything up.
Yeah.
And the way he egged on his Jordan Belfort's father, the way he would kick at him, it was priceless. He was too funny. Next game, guys, life lesson. Take a life lesson from this movie. If you were to base the way that you live your life on what you learned here, personally, I would just say rat everyone out. Everyone. It seemed like everyone was ratting on everyone else, each other, and they all only got a couple years. I mean, he did 3 years they said
three
he did?
4 years.
For ratting out the people who worked under
they
him.
They were under him.
Did not make sense.
Are you supposed to go for the top dog? Mm. He was the top dog.
But they were like, let's get... I mean, I understand they wanted more convictions, but just rat everybody out, guys. Do it.
You're not supposed to sell out people lower than you. That's not how it's supposed to work.
It's easy.
Yes. Of course they, you know what I mean? But my movie was, my title, my life lesson, excuse me, is if you have to go down high.
He does make that point several times, even in the boat. I'm not going to die sober. Yeah. That's a good point.
Of mine, one, greed is good. And the other one is live in the 80s. This movie made me miss the 80s. The music, all of it. The wretched excess. The 80s were awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Good
the time. Cars, the Lamborghini, the Ferrari. I thought it was, it made me miss it.
Yeah, I loved the Miami Vice reference. Right. It was white like Don Johnson.
Oh, come on. It was great.
Great. All right. So what would you do what could you do in the time that it takes to watch this movie? What else could you do with your time?
I came up with this because it was just a really long movie. You know what I mean?
Dwayne's upset about the length of this movie.
No.
I would watch this movie again in the time it took, Dwayne.
I would watch it in not one sitting. because, listen, no American movie is supposed to be the same length as Indian movies. You know what I mean? And so
we don't have the attention span.
Wait, right. To quote the movie, Indian Dot or Indian Feather?
here's what I could do. I think this may be a reach, but I think with the Rosetta Stone on deck and really focused, I could become semi-conversational in Norwegian in the time that it took to watch this movie.
Just 3 hours going hard, no breaks.
You're just going hard. You know what I mean?
Matt, what do you think?
I said I could get my Series 7 and become a licensed stockbroker.
Very nice.
Or I could whack off to Margot Robbie that entire time.
Where did she come from?
She's Australian.
Was she in anything else?
The Australians. They just love taking out jobs, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just don't like them.
No, there's one Australian that I like a lot. Anyway.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's
Is it the Prime Minister? You can
Mel
say
Gibson?
Yeah, it's Mel Gibson. Yeah, exactly.
It's a controversial stance.
He likes you.
He likes DiCaprio in Django, and he likes Mel Gibson. Dwayne does not go with everybody else. He has his own opinions. Guys, all right, if you could recast the movie.
Oh, this was good.
Yeah.
This was really good.
I want to take it, I want to make it a puppet movie. The Wolf of Sesame Street.
That's great.
I want the Count is Matthew McConaughey thumping on his chest. Mm. Big Bird, even though Big Bird does have the same hair as Matthew McConaughey in this film, so I was a little torn. Big Bird is Leonardo DiCaprio because Snuffleupagus can be his Jonah Hill.
Right, nice.
Guy Smiley is he's the FBI agent.
Very
who gets
nice.
The lobsters mm. thrown mm-hmm. at him. The only one I couldn't pick out, I couldn't figure out who is the Duchess. I don't want to sexualize any female puppets on Sesame Street.
Isn't it Alice, the one in the band? Is that her name, Alice?
I don't know.
No, Gladys. It's Gladys.
Gladys?
Isn't it? Or Janice?
Oh, are we
Janice.
Going, we're going with the
Muppets.
You're crossing into the Muppets.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. I don't cross genres.
Right.
I'm a pro. No, I honestly couldn't think of...
There aren't too many puppet girls on
like
Sesame Street.
There's like a couple,
Street,
but they're very... let's cross genres. We can use like Miss Piggy or something.
Right.
She's already weirdly sexualized.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Miss Piggy would be a good one. And I didn't do the whole cast. I just recasted Jordan twice.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, first I wanted DMX for some reason.
DMX did way more hard time than this guy has ever done.
Well, DMX would be doing drugs for real. but also, I don't know, I just thought like, since he's already getting in people's face and kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like I thought... Like, I want to see DMX get in people's face. Mm. You know what I mean?
Like, who else we got? What's the
and,
next
And then I just thought Denzel as Jordan, because that would just be like, then you're talking right. about some smoothness.
All right.
Oh, all those
right.
speeches.
All right.
Those speeches.
All right. My man.
Those speeches would have been way more tolerable. You would have still loved
right,
him.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Matt, what do you got?
I took this serious. This was a challenge. with Leo, I thought I would have loved to have seen, I thought Christian Bale, like Bruce Wayne, I think is a good... surrogate for how he would do that.
Yeah.
A young Mickey Rourke, I thought, would have had the charisma and the looks to do it.
Ooh,
or Tom
completely.
Cruise, maybe. Tom Cruise yeah, I thought.
I think if this movie was made in the 80s, it would have been Tom Cruise.
Yeah, pretty much. For Jonah Hill, I thought Nicolas Cage. I would love to have seen doing that. Oh, okay.
He would have taken those eccentricities. Yeah. Real. He would have done it very well.
Or Chris Farley, were he still alive. Margot Robbie, I thought it could have been Scarlett Johansson or Alice Eve, the other hot Australian who is in She's Out of My League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's also stacked and gorgeous. Or just Kate Upton. You know, I thought McConaughey was so underappreciated in this role. I completely
amazing.
Forgot.
It was such a small role.
Such
it was
a
hard
small
to,
role, but incredible
he was
how
so
effortlessly
funny.
Cool he was.
Even with that hair.
I thought Henry Winkler as the Fonz was the only person I could think of who was that cool. The original wife, Marissa Tomei. Kyle Chandler, I thought could have been Brian Cranston or Kyle Spacey, the FBI agent. And then the dwarf, Brad Williams, the comic.
You know what? I was upset that I didn't see Brad in there.
Yeah, right?
Give him some love. He's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Or Peter Dinklage. Why, he didn't take that role. He takes everything else.
Well, no, he goes a little higher. He doesn't. He's not sure if he's
taking the tossing roles.
I when I tried to recast it, I think I realized how well the main roles were really cast.
Oh, it was great. I mean, that this cast was superb. Amazing. Yeah. Even the small parts of the guys, you don't necessarily know their names, but everybody was so funny and so good. His little disciples were so damn funny.
Yeah.
And I don't remember his name, the guy from The Artist who played the Swiss banker.
Oh, he was great too.
Swiss-French banker. Incredible. I kept calling him Swiss, but he was so funny. He was just such a smug.
You little shit.
I loved him. He was great. Dwayne, what's the verdict? Did we find any 80s pictures to describe to the audience?
I found one of this girl who was really hot, but I don't know if it was her, because did Jordan used to be cross-eyed? Like, maybe he got his eyes fixed?
Possibly.
All right, well, I'm going to keep, because there's this picture, but I don't think that's him, right? Matt, is that him?
It's possible she is.
Because that girl is hot.
Been around other men.
The girl who's with him is smoking. She's like
such 80s feathered hair.
Right. That's exactly what it is. She's New York City hot, like back in the 80s and 90s with the girls. Like, you can't beat it.
Well, she was Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, right?
You can't beat that Bay Ridge hotness. You can't beat it. You can only, the only thing that beats Bay Ridge hot is maybe Red Hook hot, which is another neighborhood just up the street.
Oh, yeah. That was only Manhattan. I didn't spend too much time elsewhere.
This picture, to describe it, it looks like it's Jordan Belfort, but he also does appear to have extremely crossed eyes. I don't know what.
You know what? If that was the case in real life, that's a backstory we needed to know. Hey, I grew up with crossed eyes. I became a dick because once I got them fixed, I remembered everything everyone said about me, which way you're looking, hey, I'm over here, you know what I mean?
This could have been one of the Quaalude phases, too.
We skipped one. You skipped the drinking game.
We did. I had to skip the drinking game for time purposes, but let's hear yours quick.
I was just going to say, this is one of the few movies, there's no drinking game, it makes you want to be sober. It looks so, it's exhausting watching how drunk and stoned they get.
Do coke every time they do coke and you will die. You will die. That's all the time we have for the movie, unfortunately. I could talk about this one for several more hours.
I like everything except the movie. I know that's kind of crazy.
Oh, Dwayne. So what we can take away from this is Dwayne did not like The Wolf of Wall Street, but he likes Leonardo DiCaprio.
I like the acting. It's funny,
So what do you have going on, Matt? Anything you want to promote? I know you talked about
American
Ninja.
The Reality Wanted Awards. It's the first award show for just reality TV. It's going to be at the Supper Club. I think it's April 17th here in LA, and I'm going to be hosting it. So
awesome.
It'll be,
and
a lot of fun.
The show starts back up when?
Ninja starts Memorial Day, Monday nights on NBC.
Awesome. Everybody tune in. Nice. Any Twitter, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, at Matt Eisman, Twitter. Yeah, that's the best place to find me.
Cool.
That's all I do. I waste too much time on there.
Well, I'm on Twitter, at FunnyDP, but ain't nothing funny about DP. But I'm sorry. I apologize. At FunnyDP and, DwaynePerkins.com. I believe this show is airing prior. I have a show March 30th at the Wits End in Venice Beach, California, on Lincoln Boulevard. I want everyone to come. I'm taping a long set, just trying to get some good quality tape. It's going to be a fun time. And I want people in this room to come as well.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Yeah, so,
one of the best comics I know, without a doubt.
Thank you, Matt.
I am at TK Kelly Comedy on Twitter, and I have the Laugh Addict Show every Tuesday at the State Social House in West Hollywood, the Warp Zone Show the last Tuesday of every month at the Virgil, and look for me this season on Tosh.0 talking about almost shitting my pants.
Very nice. Almost is good. I'm glad that almost
tease.
Is in there.
That's a great
call.
Tease.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that is it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Matt, thanks for being here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Tune in next week, everybody. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Movie Night with Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly. Be sure to like them on Facebook. Just search for Movie Night Podcast Show. And follow them on Twitter. Just search for @MovieNightCast.